The battle over abortion is in state courts around the country now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away federal protections. Judges in Utah and Louisiana temporarily blocking trigger laws that would ban abortion. Clinics there now back and open, but Kathleen Pittman with Hope Medical Group for Women in Shreveport worries for how long.
The best I can hope for is that we have some time at least to address the needs of some of these women. You know, we're being inundated with calls, begging for appointments, and we were already operating off a very long waiting list.
Activists also went to court to try to fend off restrictions in Arizona, Texas, Idaho, Kentucky, and Mississippi, the state at the center of the Supreme Court ruling. In South Carolina, a court lifted its prior hold on a restriction allowing the state to ban abortions after an ultrasound detects a heartbeat. In Florida, advocates asked a judge to block a new law that bans the procedure after 15 weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.